Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Charles Burton at Ottawa about the challenge to Mr. Carney early in his administration about canola seeds, a great export from Saskatchewan in the west of Canada. However, China cut off the canola seeds some time ago, 100% tariff or blockading or embargo, some threat. And the comparable threat was, if you don't take our cars, we won't take your canola. Now Mr. Carney faces that choice. Here Charles explains, and why, and what's driving this, and where it's going. Politics, food, and surveillance all together. More of this tonight.
Well, after Canada imposed 100% tariff on the import of Chinese electric vehicles, China imposed 100% tariff on the meal and oil produced by Canadian canola seeds, which is a kind of rapeseed oil. Subsequently, Canada imposed 100% tariff on the seeds themselves. Well, there are 40,000 farmers in Canada who produce canola, and the total production is about $12 billion worth of those little seeds a year, and $5 billion is exported to, or was last year, exported to the People's Republic of China, of which $4 billion was the seeds. So the sudden loss of the Chinese market has been devastating to the farmers, because it's very difficult to make a rapid transition to selling the stuff in other countries. Of course, it has a world market. The other thing about canola is that the alternative to farming canola would be wheat or barley or possibly pulses. And the return on those agricultural commodities for the farmers is not as high as the canola seeds. So Mr. Carney is facing a considerable amount of pressure from the western part of Canada to remove the 100% tariff on the electric vehicles, and that China reciprocally will remove the completely unjustified restrictions on the import of the agricultural commodities, particularly canola.